Hey guys, I'll just, you know, we started our first practice today and just kind of open it up for any questions, get right to it.
So front row middle, Dave.
Ryan is trying to solidify your offensive line. So many things are important, but is that maybe one of the top priorities for you this spring, is solidifying that offensive front?
Yeah, on offense, when you look at who we have coming back, guys have played, but we don't have a lot of guys who have a lot of, you know, starting experience. So four guys in the front, you know, we lost. But, you know, Wyatt came through and played a little bit down the stretch for us, which was huge. You know, Brandon Bowen's coming back off that injury. He has experience. So we do have some guys with experience, but solidifying it up front is going to be really important for us.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you more about Brandon Bowen. He played really well a couple years ago before he got hurt.
Right.
If you can talk about him at right tackle, and also the difficulty of trying to put your line together with Jonah Jackson not being here yet. I'm sure he's going to be a big part of what you guys do this fall.
Yeah, he's going to provide some depth for us. But, you know, Brandon suffered that injury. It was tough for him to come back. You know, had a couple surgeries and procedures done to make sure that he got right. And then we wanted to make sure before we put him out there he was ready. We feel like he's ready now. He's had a good offseason. So this is going to be really important for us, not just him playing, but also his leadership. Because he has been on the field, he has started games for us, so we're going to need him to step up in a big way this spring.
Just one more quick one. Josh Myers at center, do you feel very confident about him there, and just what do you want to say about Josh Myers?
Yeah, Josh, we were ready to kind of, you know, have him play some center down the stretch for us in the bowl game and you know, move Mike Jordan to left guard, so we were ready to do that. He had worked all season kind of for that opportunity. Never quite presented itself down the stretch for us. So this is a huge spring for him to go win a job. But, you know, there's a lot of guys competing for spots in there. And so it starts today. You know, we don't have pads on, so we're just installing today. But guys are moving around with a lot of energy.
Far left, front row, Mitch.
Ryan, obviously there's new people every spring practice, but there's so much new this time. How important is spring practice as far as, you know, learning names, even getting to know everybody, you know, getting to know what they're about? How important is that?
Very important. Yeah, very important. Anytime you know, you have your first practice on the field doing football, it's critical. Yeah, I mean, you know, we had a great offseason, and during the offseason, I think, you know, a lot of guys stepped up as leaders. But now we're kind of going to a new phase here, which is spring practice. And during that, we have to find out who the guys are that we can count on, because we did lose a lot of guys. So guys are going to have to step up. I was excited to see the defense run around today. Had a lot of energy out there. But first day of practice, no pads, mostly installing and just, you know, teaching guys the techniques and fundamentals.
Second row left, Ari.
Hey, Ryan, first day out there with Justin Fields, impressions, how did he look? And what's your plan with quarterbacks moving forward? Is there going to be a battle, just the whole rundown?
Yeah, it's going to be a battle day one. And the way that we kind of look at it is, this is spring practice, but it's the first practice leading up to the first game of the season, and it's a progression along the way. You know, the guys were out there. You know, we were splitting up the reps, and guys during the spring, you know, Mike's going to roll those guys in and out, so everyone's competing. I thought it was a good start, though. The guys are, you know, learning this offense. You know, Matt's been in it for a year, but hasn't really run it with the ones. He had an opportunity today to do that. I thought that was good. Justin is a quick learner. He's a sharp guy. He's done a nice job in the meetings. And so it was good to get out there and kind of feel what this group can handle. You know, who are they? What's their identity going to be? Day one, so it's hard to tell, but it's not going to be the same. You know, 2 years ago with JT at quarterback and the guys that we had, that was a different feel. Last year was a different feel. So it's exciting to see what this is going to be like.
One other question. Over the years, it's kind of hard to ask Urban defensive questions, so I'm just going to test the waters here with you. What do you have? What do you think of what's going on with Brendan White? Is he moving around with linebacker, safety? What's the plan there with him? It seemed like he was all over the place today.
Yeah, I overall, I thought in day one, the defense was really swarming to the ball, running with energy. They're very serious about their business. That's the best thing I can say about those guys right now. Really serious. You know, I think they have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder right now, which is great. Then Brendan can do a bunch of things, and I think one of the things that we've challenged our defense with is finding the guys on our defense what they can do best. And you know, if it's come down and cover, if it's, you know, fit the run, if it's, you know, matched up on a tight end, if it's matched up on a running back, if it's, you know, playing whatever those skill sets of the guys we have, it's just like on offense. You know, you assess what you have, and then you try to fit the best scheme into it. And so that's what they're in the process. And day one, you know, Brendan's going to do some different things for us. But there's a lot of guys that we're going to test the waters and see what they can do.
Front row right, Austin.
Ryan, I'm not asking you to predict the future here, but and I know you said day one, day one, day one.
Yeah.
But with the quarterbacks, and how important that position is. Is your preference to leave spring with a clear depth chart, or would you rather have a competition in August? Does it matter to you?
No, I don't really have a preference. No, I mean, the more competition, the better for us, and at all positions. Anytime you have competition, it's healthy. And I don't think that needs to be done right off the bat, but the guys are going to get they're going to get their reps, and they're going to go, and you just don't know how it's going to play out. It's one thing I learned a long time ago, is to kind of, do all that early on doesn't help at all. It doesn't do anybody any good. You just don't know what's going to happen. Guy could step off a curb and sprain their ankle, or you just don't know. And so getting to that first game is a long journey. So we'll take it as it goes, and if one guy wins the job, then he deserves to, then we'll do that. If not, then we'll keep letting him compete. But that's not the focus right now. The focus is installing the offense, letting them compete, letting them learn. And also, they have to feel like they're allowed to fail, because if you fail, you learn. If you're afraid to fail because you're going to win or lose the job, then you're not getting better at a fast enough rate. So, I want to understand those guys are in this thing. They're learning it. They're going to make mistakes. Who can learn from their mistakes the best usually wins the job.
We see so little of practice generally, and we could see 1 hour, a couple balls were sailed. Did they look nervous to you early? Is that just par for the course for a normal spring practice?
Yeah, no, I thought they threw well. I think if we look at our completion percentage overall, it was pretty good. There was still some balls that, go over everybody's head. But day one, spacing, timing, especially like the first few periods, sometimes you see a ball, sail, but that's all normal. Shoot, that's like that in the NFL. As practice went on, I thought the timing was good. I thought the ball came out well. Obviously, there's a ton of things to improve. We got a long way to go. But for day one, I was pretty encouraged.
Second row right, Rob.
Ryan, like you said, it's the first step to the drive in the first game. A lot of people out there are going to be wondering, how's this going to look different? How's this look different to what Urban did? Are you tweaking what he did? What imprint are you putting on this team, even as we have day one here?
Yeah, like I said before, the infrastructure and the culture is what it is. That's like saying we're going to change, our inside zone scheme. It's been good and it's time tested, and I believe in it. So that's going to be our culture and our infrastructure moving forward. But along the way, there's different changes here and there, and over time, those little changes add up. But for me to come in and just start making crazy changes just to say it's mine, I'm not going to do that. The kids in the program came here for a reason. They love this culture. They love the program. They love the people around the program. And so we just keep assessing it. And every team takes on different personalities. So as things go and the journey to this, this 2019 season happens, we make adjustments from there. And then, my thought is that maybe in a couple years there is quite a few changes. But the infrastructure and what's here is not going to change.
Specifics that you can give to the fan out there as to what might be different that you are going to do a little differently?
Well, I mean, for one, our defense is going to look different. We obviously made a change there, and it's just assess the situation. Not an easy decision, but that was a major deal. And so, we had a bunch of new guys into the program. So I think that's major. And looking hard at some of the way we're recruiting in that way. But again, anytime there's a different leader, there's different personality, and my personality is different than coaches, and so it'll continue to be. But. So, yeah, I mean, anything in particular in terms of, how I'm going to work every day? No. I mean, it's kind of the way it is. It's always been. That's always the way I've coached, too.
Third row right. Tony?
Ryan, regarding that difference with the defense, what was it, from your perspective as an offensive guy, to want this kind of defense?
Well, I look at our speed. I look at our guys on defense. I look at our linebackers, and I just see a bunch of guys who can really run to the ball. I think they're really athletic. They're really strong. They're really powerful. And I think, when you force a team to kind of work the ball down the field, you force the guys to really, sometimes to check the ball down and take the underneath stuff. And we have really good linebackers and guys who can rally to the ball and really make it hard for teams to score. I think that's important. But then also having the ability to challenge. We have some really good cover guys and always have here. So mixing those two things up, I think, are important. But then also making it simple so guys can play fast and the front four can go get the quarterback. So I think when you mix all that up, that's kind of what we want. That's the mentality we want, and that's the philosophy.
Front row right, Bill.
What was it like for you today, first time as a head coach? It's your team now officially. What was it like just emotionally for you?
It kind of fell right back into the way it was early in the season, you know, in the preseason and then the first couple games. And, you know, Quinn was on the mic and Mick was running the strength and conditioning, and that was just kind of the way it was. And so got into a rhythm there those 2 months. So we kind of jumped right back into that. The way we do our off-season program, too, is very similar to practice. So, you know, the way we start practice and the way the guys stretch and things like that. So it was pretty natural. And then I do have to force myself to make sure I'm walking down to the defensive side every now and again to make sure I'm keeping an eye on all that, because, you know, my natural reaction is just to go down to the quarterbacks and get those guys going. But no, overall, it was good.
And was there one thing that stuck out to you today, just as you observed overall your team?
Yeah, I thought the energy was excellent. Yeah. And again, I said it to Mick over and over again. I think we have some serious, mature guys on our team. I just see it. They, you know, they have a purpose when they're on the field. Sometimes you get with teams and they're just kind of out there and they don't quite understand, you know, why they're out there and the purpose that they have each day. I don't feel that with this group. I think we have a good group. I think we're still establishing leadership. But overall, good energy and a good start.
Third row left, Dan.
Ryan, you just talked about how you have to force yourself to go work with the defense. Kind of, how do you view this in terms of overseeing a quarterback competition and having been a quarterback coach? How do you kind of view it in terms of between being involved in it yourself and delegating to Mike Gerson?
Yeah, I think it's a feel. It's like anything else. When you start something new, you do with, you know, you trust your gut on it, and you figure out every day where you think you need to be and how things are going and where you spend your time. And I was in the special teams meeting and have been, and I will continue to be in special teams moving forward. But those guys are doing a really good job. And then jumping in sometimes with the quarterbacks, sitting in on every offensive meeting. But then, you know, going in there and sticking my head in there. But that's one of the things that, you know, the reasons why, you know, when you hire, you know, keep Larry Johnson and Greg Madison and Jeff Hafley and those guys, you trust them to do their job. And, you know, but I think special teams allows me a chance to be around the guys on defense. And then being down there and spending time with them, you know, even when we're not on the field is important.
Have you decided yet whether you're going to continue to call offensive plays this season, or are you going to delegate to Mike and Kevin in Evergreen?
Yeah, we've talked about it. I think I'm going to allow some of the guys to call plays in the spring. You know, my inclination is that I am going to call plays, though, next year. That's my preference on this for the first year, and then kind of go from there. But I'm going to probably let the guys do it this spring, you know, kind of see how that goes and assess that. But my plan is to call next fall.
All right, over here, Clay.
What day did the training wheels kind of come off for you? What day did you feel like Urban is now gone? It's not really gone, but that this is my gig now and it's on me.
Yeah, people have asked me that question, but this is such a unique situation where, again, everything happened in the preseason and then the announcement was made where we had all of bowl practice and then it happened in January. So it was a gradual thing. You know, so it wasn't one of those things where it caught me off guard, like you're saying. It just kind of naturally happened, and I've just kind of, felt more and more comfortable in the role every day. And it was a lot of things that I have done for the first time, you know, over the last couple of months. But, again, like anything else, once you do it, you feel more and more comfortable.
Did you find yourself checking out any of the early enrollees? I mean, Zach Harrison, anybody who popped today?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, it's hard to assess without pads, but, you know, Zach has had a really good offseason, you know, has stepped in and done a really good job so far. You know, they all have, but, you know, you notice Garrett Wilson, he really, you catch his eye because he's so smooth in catching the ball. But all the guys have done. Marcus Crowley, I think, has a real chance. You know, running back, you kind of have to feel for the game, and with no pads on, that's really difficult. Ryan Jacoby's done a nice job. Noah Potter's running around. I mean, I think that it's a good group. I think they're all doing a nice job, but we'll see once we get the pads on.
Front row right, Tamaritis.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought you waved me off. When you're looking at a quarterback, what does that quarterback have to do to be your starting quarterback? What are you looking more than anything else as you assess these guys? Because it does come down to the head coach usually making that call.
Yeah, leadership is number one. You know, your number one job is to lead 10 men. And that's the number one thing. Taking care of the ball, having the ability to move the team down the field, making great decisions. Understanding what your strengths and weaknesses are to do that. We have to put those guys in a good situation. But, you know, having the ability to, you know, beat you enough with your feet and throw the ball on third down, do a good job in the red zone, make the throws that are there when need to be made on first and second down. So it's a combination of everything. But at the end of the day, do you move your team down the field to score, and do you show leadership?
And this isn't a slam on anybody else who's competing for the job, but as you watched Justin Fields out there today kind of run around and stuff, did he have that kind of five-star kind of swagger? I mean, what did you notice about him in particular?
Again, I thought all the quarterbacks did well. I think that, you know, they're all kind of learning the offense, so it's hard to lead when you're still learning and doing everything for the first time. And so I think they all have to, you know, find their legs, so to speak, on leadership and find their own way. Everybody's different, and you can't be somebody else. You have to be yourself. And until you do it, it's hard to have that leadership, in my opinion. So none of those guys really have a great body of work yet. So, you know, I think if we talk in, you know, 6 or 7 practices, I could probably be able to answer that a little better.
Yeah, Ryan, one other quickie. Is there a chance that the quarterback will be under center a few more times?
Yes.
In this offense? And why is that? What is your thinking there?
Yeah, well, it's something we're going to look at a lot of different things. Again, what does this team look like? We're always trying to be on the cutting edge of a lot of things. We've studied a lot of people's different film, and we're going to try to find what is the next step for us. What is the thing that keeps us ahead of everybody else? And so we're going to look at some under center stuff this spring.
And far left,
Coach, you talked about having an impressive defense, but one thing that we haven't asked you yet: when you assembled your defensive staff, were there certain either schemes or techniques that you were looking for in particular?
Not really, no. I mean, we did recruit to a 4-down front. We have so many good defensive linemen that, talked to Coach Johnson for a long time about that. And, you know, we had long discussions about what that was, but we just felt like if we went to a 3-down scheme too much, that we're taking one guy off the field, that maybe we shouldn't have. We have too much talent there, and that's what we've recruited to, and Larry's done such a great job. So that was kind of the one thing we started on, right? We're going to be at a 4-down front for the most part. And then where do we go from there? And that was really based on, you know, their experience, what they felt. Greg and Larry have such a great history of stopping the run in the Big Ten. That was, you know, we're going to stop the run. And then how does the secondary fit with that, with Jeff's coverages? And then how does it fit our guys? So I think if you put too many things, you know, in their minds or too many restrictions on them, then it isn't maybe what they think is best. So they're in the process of doing that. Just like, and it's the same thing that, you know, I felt like a couple years ago, just assessing what we had, and now how do we either change some things here or there, or then enhance it.
And then you observed the same 2000 snap or whatever it was role that Urban did, where if you had a guy who played quite a bit in the fall, that you're going to really rest him up this spring?
Yeah. I mean, those guys have to show leadership and do a good job in practice, but and it's our job to pull them back. But, yeah, we're very, very smart about that, and understanding that, you know, you're not going to win any games in the spring. And so we spend so much time and so much effort and so much money and investment in recruiting these guys. We got to get them healthy and got to get them to the fall.
And last couple of questions, front row left, Steven.
With J.K. Dobbins, is there any expectation as far as the type of load he'll carry this season in comparison to last year?
Yeah, we've talked about it. I had a nice conversation with J.K. the other day, and he's the back now. You know, and so I think he'll tell you a little bit last year he was looking for home runs because he was kind of splitting reps with Mike or whatever. And so he's going to have to make those 5-yard, 6-yard hard runs where he's going to finish them for 7 or 8 and maybe not try to hit that home run. So I think that's important. So his carries are going to be up, and he's going to be the lead dog. And then, you know, we got to find some depth there. And there's a lot of guys behind him that haven't done anything. So they got to prove themselves and win some backup positions. And then hopefully the more we can provide, you know, we can get those guys going this spring, we can create more depth and take some off of his plate. But the plan going in right now is he's going to be the back.
So is his plan more just like being in physical shape to be able to carry that type of load, or are you still kind of using him the same way, or is it more of a rest situation for him to get him ready for
this spring?
Yeah,
it's, you know, there's nothing really there with JK that we need to go find out what he can and can't do. He's going to work really hard to get himself in shape and healthy and ready to roll and do a good job this spring, and you know, whatever adjustments we make and new concepts we might put in, but we won't be, you know, running the heck out of him this spring.
And final questions, front row left, Doug.
These first couple aren't really questions because they're for the benefit of the group. injuries, can you just like run us through? There's guys on the side. There's a couple guys in orange jerseys or whatever. Can you update some of the guys?
Yeah. So Jordan Fuller won't be practicing. You know, without getting too detailed with all that, you know, it's a lower extremity issue there that he won't be practicing. Theron Mumford, same thing. You know, he's got a little bit of back issue that he's going through, so he won't be practicing this spring. And then, you know, a couple other guys just nagging injuries. DeMario McCall, Teron Vincent wasn't out there today. Jerron Cage. So some of those guys are just, you know, they're kind of limited. But we expect to get those guys back when we come back from spring break.
And then scholarship update. Adding Jonah Jackson. Is Kevin Woodkey on scholarship?
He is for this spring.
Yeah. So I think that's two over then. Is there any other updates on anything happening with other guys to get you back to 85?
Not right now, no.
Okay. And then Baron Browning looked like the linebackers were divided in their groups, sort of inside backers and outside backers, at least in some of the drills. It seemed like Baron Browning was with the inside backers, was playing inside backer when you were doing some stuff. He had sort of expressed interest at the end of last year of going back outside. He's a huge recruit, had some injuries last year, not the year he wanted. Where is he, and what are you looking for him this spring to do?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, what are you looking for him to do? Step up, obviously, and have a great spring and become a starter. But, you know, I think to your point, those guys are trying to figure out in this scheme where he best fits. And so that's the focus right now. He's an inside backer, like you said. But, you know, where does he fit moving forward, you know, based on his skill set? He's very, very talented. Now, hopefully we can get this to click this spring and he can go win a job.
And the last thing, just on the linebackers, the expectation in this scheme, what this is going to be, how often are you going to basically have two linebackers plus that hybrid guy as the three main linebackers? How much will you go nickel? Can you just sort of explain what's changing there specifically?
Yeah, right now we don't know. We have the ability to do what you just said, which is have a hybrid guy. He could be a linebacker, he could be a secondary guy, but like you said, could be a safety kind of type. But based on how we think that best fits our guys, that's yet to be seen. You know, today we're just installing and kind of running around, but the good news is we have the ability to do that, where we have some flexibility based on who we have, injuries, what they can do, who we think the best guys are to put on the field, how a team's attacking us in their personnel grouping. So sometimes if they're, you know, with two tight ends in the game, you know, that would dictate who goes in the game. Now it's a bigger guy coming in. If there's four wideouts in the game with no tight end, now we have the ability to maybe put a smaller guy into that role based on what the defense is trying to do. But first we got to find out who can do it, and then we can kind of go from there to build the packages.
Great. Coach, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.